Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday threw out a judicial decision rejecting Donald Trump's bid to shield himself from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn the 2020 election in a major ruling Monday involving the scope of presidential immunity from prosecution. In the 6-3 ruling along ideological lines, the court ruled former presidents are shielded from prosecution for actions they take within their constitutional authority, but not in their private capacity. The ruling marked the first time in U.S. history the Supreme Court has declared former presidents may be shielded from criminal charges in any instance. The ruling makes it unlikely any trial on the charges brought by U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump could be completed before the election in November. The court's 6-3 conservative majority includes three justices Trump appointed. Smith's election subversion charges embody one of four criminal cases Trump has faced. French voters face a decisive choice on July 7th in the runoff of snap parliamentary elections that could see the country's first far-right government since the World War II Nazi occupation, or no majority emerging in parliament at all. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The far-right national rally leapt into a strong lead on Sunday in France's first round of legislative elections. Polling agencies have projected bringing the party closer to being able to form a government in round two and dealing a major slap to centrist President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal says the extreme right is at the doors of power. He's twice described national rally policy pledges as disastrous, and that in the second round ballot, no one should vote for the national rally. France does not deserve that, Attal says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. In its latest report, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Beryl is expected to make landfall in the southeastern Caribbean's Windward Islands within the next hour. Forecasters are calling it an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation and have urged residents to protect their lives and remain in shelters as the storm's eyewall passes. They report the Category 3 storm currently has maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, Tobago, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Canadian travel blogger Nauman Khan is in Barbados, where he's riding out the storm with his family. And he spoke to the Reuters News Service early Monday about what he's experiencing.
I think right now, I would say for the last 2 hours have been the most intense. The night was actually relatively calm. It really started right just before sunrise in the last, I would say, hour and a half. And right now you see the most intense wind, rain. And again, I don't know if you can see, but the really massive waves over the Atlantic behind me.
The hurricane is expected to move into the Central Caribbean by midweek, nearing Jamaica by late Tuesday or early Wednesday. The U.S. military says it has heightened the security alerts at its European bases due to a combination of threats in the region. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region, including elections, the Paris Olympics, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The military is urging troops and their families to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hungary took over the helm of the European Union Monday, with many Brussels politicians wondering whether populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban will use the role to further his reputation as the European Union's main spoiler. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The EU presidency rotates among its member countries, and while the post holds little real power, it does allow countries to put their priorities high on Europe's agenda. Orban in recent years has seemed to relish opportunities to block, water down, or otherwise delay key EU decisions, routinely going against the grain of most other leaders on issues like the war in Ukraine, relations with Russia and China, and efforts to defend democracy and the rule of law. His public opposition to EU policies and stances has long frustrated his partners in the bloc and pushed him to the margins of the continent's mainstream. Steve Karish, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.